Fishing traps. 3 minutes. Fishing was important for the villagers along the river. Every village owned several fishing traps or eel traps. Close to the road up to Machmyra, there was a trap that belonged to Urn village that was reconstructed at its original site in year 2000. A fishing trap could be active or inactive. Mostly the farmers got beam or salmon trout. A narrow canal of stones in the shallow part of the stream led the fish towards the trap. A plank was placed across, towards that a wooden wall with 60 centimeters, 2 feet, wide opening was built so that fish swimming upstreams swam into the trap. When you empty the trap, you close the hatch upstreams to lower the water level. Then you could shovel up the fish through the top hatch. The eel trap. 2 eel traps were owned by the villagers of Vestbygdeby and Urn. The fishing place had a canal made of stone, which led the eel to swim downstreams into the trap. The trap had a plank floor and 1.5 meters high wall of vertical ribs on 3 sides with running water through. The 4th side had a hatch. When the hatch had lowered the trap when dry, and the farmers could pick up the eel with a net bag in the shallow bottom water. In the early 20th century, you could read from a villager's diary, "It could happen that we got 20 to 30 eels in one morning." Another quote, "Once in the 1930s at Machmyra Power Station in the southern arm of the river, we used a long fishing line with 100 hooks baited with earthworms. In the morning, we caught 17 kilos of eel." Nowadays, eel is almost extinct here. Eel feed on small crayfish. Also, crayfish are no longer to be found here. The original salmon trout has been cultivated, and therefore this part of the river fishing is not allowed, since this is a spawn area.